is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Vol Navy's making waves, and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating, and they're raring to go. Yeah, when Neyland gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checker.
What's up, y'all? It's officially game week. The Spank is back.
That's right.
We hope everybody's doing well tonight and had a great weekend. Next weekend will be even better. We are 6 days away. Josh, Spank, how y'all doing?
Man, what's that saying you always say?
Fine, dandy, and sweet as candy.
Yeah, buddy.
That simple?
That simple.
That simple.
This time next week.
So simple it could be a pimple.
This time next week, game one will be over. We'll either be very happy with the W, pissed off with an L, or possibly very worried with the W.
Hey, if we win, just win, baby. Just win.
98, they just won, barely.
What was it, 42, 41 that final?
It was something like that. We did get some football this weekend. Week zero is never great, but it's football.
That Dublin game was good.
It was pretty good. Iowa State looked good.
They did. The defenses looked great. Iowa State fumbled a lot, though. They only fumbled twice all year last year and then come out and fumbled like four times, something like that.
I don't know. I didn't watch. I was too busy. Carson Newman.
It reminded me the night before.
Season 3, Episode 3, coming at you live. We'll be with you for the next 90 to 120 minutes, probably. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. You all will get the live show. You'll also be able to rewatch the show or re-listen on our audio-only formats, wherever you prefer to get your podcast. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you. Please comment, like, share. The more interaction we get, the better the show will be. 42-17 Vols, Eric White says.
I'll take it.
Okay.
He says he went to watch Hawaii and Stanford. They look like high school teams, man.
Who won that game?
Hawaii. Is it not crazy to think about how far that Stanford has fallen?
It's crazy, man. Like, you know, you think when Christian McCaffrey was there, they was winning 10 games a year. And then now they're lucky to beat. They lost to Hawaii. Hawaii's not a powerhouse by any means.
They've been relevant since 2007.
What was that quarterback's name?
He's
a freak,
that's a trivia
dude.
Question,
yeah,
right there.
That is a trivia question. Spank, will you put the mic closer to you, please,
yeah,
sir?
Sorry, it's been a while. Sorry.
You're good. Hopefully, that's the one that's working. We shall see. We have one that's not hooked up. Let's check the TikTok. Is TikTok working?
Let's see here.
Let's see.
You're live.
Yeah, Tim, I got some britches like Derek Dooley does, too.
Well, it says you're live, but then it...
Have to check the TikTok out, see what's going on with TikTok. Colt Brennan is what Lee says.
Colt Brennan, yeah.
There you go.
Tim says, is that Derek Dooley in the visor?
I got a pair of orange britches like him.
I know. I don't think they're the right color orange, though.
A different shade.
Well, a little bit darker.
165 orange, not 151 orange.
Well, they're darker. I know that. The wrong color orange.
Yeah, if you screen print, it's called Epic Burnt Orange.
You lost me at Burnt.
Not Burnt Orange, but Epic Burnt Orange. It's a little bit brighter.
You lost me at Burnt.
Spank, will you see if you can fix the TikTok?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I'll go give her a love tap. Come here.
I'm not sure what's going on with it. Oh, never mind. It might be working now. Hold on.
Are you connecting a pair of headphones?
Sure.
It's not popped up over here
it
yet.
It says we're not available on there.
Now so. We're there. We're there.
We're there now?
We're there now.
All right, then. All right, coming up on the Vols Deep podcast tonight, we'll have our regular segment, Start Bench Cut, One Word, The Duel. Then our MBM Heating and Air Keys to the Game segment will be talked about. On top of that, Hound Dogs Knoxville will be giving away a $25 gift card to the listener winner segment that will be found on our Facebook page after the show. But right now on segment number one, we have our news and notes segment presented by our great friends at Freedom Motors. We cannot thank Chris Looper at Freedom Motors enough for the back-to-back sponsorships. We love Freedom Motors. Excited. They're in Clinton now. With all this ball game traveling, I'm probably going to need a van. And I know where to go when I'm going to buy one.
Keep freedom rolling, baby.
That's right.
Let freedom ring.
Wrong song.
Let the white dove sing. That's a good song, man. Make you cry.
Death, taxes, and Spanky singing.
Guarantees a life, bud.
Let's start. Never mind. I was going to give Will Brooks a big shout out for signing with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I guess he's been waived as of about 6 hours
that
to go.
That didn't take long.
Well,
did
it?
But huge deal, amazing story. I know he's going to keep fighting, so we are still proud of you, Will Brooks.
He'll wind up on the team somewhere. He's
so did Chilo Sanders. He got cut day two.
Really?
He got one to fight and then got cut within just a few hours. Okay. So.
Let's see.
Apparently, we can still barely hear Spanky. I'm going to have to try to.
Sorry, everybody. Can you hear me? Hello.
That's weird.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Try to turn him up. Let's give this fan base the proper Tennessee roller coaster ride, ups and downs. Danny White in Tennessee announced there will be a 4% increase on top of this year's 10% increase on ticket prices for the 2027 season. Many upset people out there, especially the average fan. What are your thoughts on the ticket price increases?
Man, I hate it. You know, the average fan that, you know, isn't as lucky as we are, you know, to be able to buy season tickets and everything. And
we?
Well, yeah, we. Well, you the,
damn.
You, oh, sorry.
Man, my lord!
But no, the average fan, man, they're gonna suffer, you know, because we're already struggling to afford the thousands and thousands of dollars we give them every year anyway. But you know, it don't matter. We're still gonna pay for it. If you want it that bad, you're gonna pay for it.
That's right. In the words of Jamie Johnson: the cost of living's high, mm-hmm. and the cost of winning is even higher. So that's just the effects of winning and being in everything school.
That's the effects of NIL.
Yep, that's another big component too with it. Tennessee's a premier brand. As long as people keep paying, as long as people keep buying, it's just going to keep going up and up and up.
You know, you wasn't here last week. You happy we're going back to that three-stripe life?
I cried tears of joy. That's the best move that they could ever do.
Yeah, we talked quite a bit about it. I'm good with it.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
good with it.
I've still got some Adidas gear.
Under the Nikes, got the Adidas
yeah.
on.
Hey, I'm ready to bust it out, buddy. Hey, I am. I've done designed up some uniforms for I've done sent it in to them, told them my input, what they need to do. Just keep it simple. White jerseys, bring back them black trim. Just keep the orange same way it is. It's perfect. Keep the black. It's good. You know, just
talked about that, too.
Whatever.
We did. Bring back. Yeah, God. Mm. Did so, the first version of the dark mode helmets, big block letters, black outline, maybe a black stripe down the pants around the orange. Mm-hmm. Trim.
I'd keep everything the exact same except the white jersey, put the black trim, and on the black jersey or black helmet, I'd take off the power T and I'd put the rifleman in orange on that black
cool.
helmet.
I'd love to see a rifleman helmet. That's my favorite logo, man.
Put the rifleman on.
We're getting off the rails
on.
Already, Spanky.
We are.
You ain't been here 20 minutes.
It happens.
Yeah, with over 10,000 people on the wait list, I'm sure they honestly don't care if some people are going to be out on the tickets, honestly.
We'll get into it later.
We'll get into it some more. Ricky Wayne Jones sends 20 stars. Thank you,
Ricky.
Very much.
Ricky the man.
Sonny says, good evening.
Hello.
Barrett says, where will Hooker go after the Lions let him go? I'm betting New Orleans.
He seems like a New Orleans quarterback.
I'm not saying Hooker is going to be anything great, but
somebody to give him a chance.
It's obviously not happy. So
the system up there, I don't think he fits in very well.
Yeah, I don't think he's very happy. Logan says, I hate the ticket price increase, but I understand it. I was hoping the Adidas deal would prevent an additional ticket price increase, though. Well, on top of that, let's add that Tennessee has raised $169.5 million just this season. Best year in athletic fundraising history.
Chump change.
Chump change.
Chump change.
That right there, man, that's in 2 weeks, you've made almost $400 million by signing with Adidas and then $169.5 million. Come on now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Making big money.
We'll talk more about it later.
We mentioned the Tennessee Lady Vols soccer team last week and how impressive they've been. We know nothing about soccer, but they beat the number one team in the country. We're going to mention them again. Lady Vols have beaten two top five teams in three games, beating UCLA on the road. Everything's cool. That's all I'm going to say because I know nothing about soccer.
Man,
I played soccer once.
Once, like for 5 minutes? Or
I was 5 years old, and like I forgot to bring my shorts, and my jersey is too big, so I was out there playing my underwear just like with oversized jersey on.
Man, if we had an underwater basket weaving team, I think we'd be in top five of the country.
We'll move over, probably. We'll move over to TikTok. Will Bowling says, Georgia SEC champions at least.
Okay.
Hello from Buckeye Country says Rob. Jeremy says McCarter in the room, a true Tennessean. And Vince Adcock says hottie toddy.
Gosh almighty.
Did you? Oh, man. I got to ask, did you like Ole Miss's new helmets?
I ain't seen them.
All right. All right.
I'll find a picture for you.
Tennessee's flipped four-star offensive tackle, Kamari Blair from South Carolina. Huge deal for the Vols. He wanted to be at UT the whole time. USC junior made a late NIL push. However, Tennessee beats out South Carolina per usual.
I thought Heupel couldn't recruit. That's what they've said for the last however many years now. I mean, he keeps bringing them in, man.
The SEC has announced they'll move to a 9-game conference schedule. Huge news, especially when we talk about the ticket price increases. We'll talk more about this later in the show, but this is exciting. We're all anxious for who the three permanent opponents will be.
I can guarantee you one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're for sure on one of them.
Yeah.
But before this announcement, my biggest gripe about the ticket price increase was the amount of home games that we get, the neutral site games. I hate those.
Yep.
Especially when season ticket holders don't get that ticket to the neutral site game.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to change. But hopefully the quality of games will be better now.
Well, you're adding one more SEC game, you know, yeah.
Austin says, my boy Bash would love if he went to New Orleans. I would like to see him there.
I'm okay with him being a Saint.
Ryan Jackson says, the Rifleman logo on a black helmet would be cool.
I'll design it up this week, and I'll send out a picture to everybody.
Remind me to talk to you after the show.
Yeah, I'll design it up for you.
Hewitt says, we're definitely getting candy in Alabama. I agree.
I could see that, yeah.
Candy? What kind of candy?
The kind we can win every year.
Definitely the Pavia candy.
Oh, y'all ain't talking about legit candy. Never mind. Hopes up, damn.
Thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep podcast. We're huge fans of Freedom Motors. They're huge fans of us. And we're all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton. That's 135 South Charles G. Seavers Boulevard. Let Chris know that we sent you. He's going to hook you up. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hit the share button for us. Hit the like button for us. Let's have a great show tonight.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
checkerboard, check the score. We gonna be on top. We're all gonna bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Gators, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing our song. We're all gonna bring it on. We're all gonna bring it on. The Vol Navy's getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all gonna bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all gonna bring it on. Bring it on. Butch and crew.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook, and as always, go Vols!
You'll never work a day in your life, man.
That's right. And we are back, third episode of season three. Logan says, I got a feeling we'll get Alabama, Vandy, and Kentucky. I'd rather have Florida than Kentucky, but I feel like Kentucky will kiss and moan about not playing Tennessee every year.
I don't know why they want to play us every year.
Ricky Wayne says, who do you all think the permanent opponents will be? Vandy, Bama, question mark. We're going to do that in
just hold on tight
the duel.
Now. Hold on tight now. We come.
Stay
tuned.
The duel will be coming up soon. Almost 1,000 likes already on TikTok. Please keep hitting it for us. Let's see. Ethan said, how the games go this weekend. Pretty quick. You get one timeout, 20-minute running clock. Powell beat us 7-0. Mavericks team done well per usual. Stan says go Vols, baby. Rose says hey. Vols fan 04 says go Vols. J Dub says what's your Twitter names? Mine's Val Daddy, V-A-W-L Daddy. I'm not sure what the others are.
Just type in word spanking, you'll get it, buddy.
just type in Coach Josh Jackson. That's all you gotta do.
Chris says he hopes it's Florida. All right, let's get going on Start Bench Cunts, sponsored by our great friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. That sound bad, didn't it?
Damn.
Nothing. I didn't catch it till I was like, that kind of sound like that. All right. Stephen's the goat of all things insurance and realty. Check out Orange Shield Insurance on Facebook. No one will do you better. Start Bench Cut, first one. How much does Tennessee beat Syracuse by on Saturday? 7 points or less, 14 points or less, or 17 plus?
I'm going 17 plus, man. I got a good feeling about it. I've got a really good feeling about our defense, and I know we'll score 17 points. I don't know if Syracuse will. I'm going to bench 14 or less. Just simple, you know, we just in case Aguilar turns the ball over or we turn the ball over. And I'm going to cut 7 because either we're going to blow them out or it's going to be a tight one. So
I got the same thing but flipped. I'm going to start 7 just because with everything going on in the quarterback room and I don't know. And I'm not trying to say nothing bad about Aguilar because I hope he does good, but when it takes you this long to win the quarterback battle, you know, there something ain't right. Oh, there's some uncertainty somewhere.
He just came in a month ago.
But, and then 14, that's probably honestly my fairest is 14, but I put it bench just because I still don't know what the offense is going to hold. And then I cut 17 just because first game, neutral site, there's going to be so many mistakes, so many pregame jitters. Like, you just got to throw everything out the window.
Now, I'm going to start 14 points or less. I think it's going to be kind of tight. I'm going to bench. I hope it's not true, but I'm going to bench 7 points or less.
Oh, ye of little faith.
I'm going to cut 17 points plus, but I want to be wrong. I want
to be wrong, too.
I want both of you are wrong. Yeah, I want
to
be fully wrong. Austin says 17 plus. Kimberly says, joining late. Hey, guys, go Big Orange. Barrett says we beat Syracuse by 14. Phil says Vandy, Bama, Florida. Austin says they won't stop the three-headed monster. We've got it running back. I'm excited to see it. I'm fired up to see it.
I got something for you later.
I like it. Back on TikTok, we're at 3,000 likes already on there. We appreciate you very much. Let's see. We've got a 30-17 Tennessee. We've got to go Vols. We've got a howdy from Syracuse, New York. Are you going to Atlanta? Let's see. Jim, are you going to Atlanta? I should have worded that better.
Atlanta.
Logan says the Vols will be up by 17 plus at halftime.
I hope so.
Joey's going to come out with a point to prove. I hope you're right.
So.
Start bench cut. Which game are you most excited about this weekend besides Tennessee? Texas versus Ohio State, LSU versus Clemson, Alabama versus Florida State.
Go ahead, Spank.
I'll go first. Okay, everybody, everybody in the country is talking about Texas, Ohio State, but I'm going to bench that one, and I'm going to start a game that I feel like these two programs, they're not what they used to be, and I think this game right here could change the trajectory of how these programs go moving forward. But I want to start LSU and Clemson, the Battle of Death Valley. It could be interesting. Could Dabo be on the downhill spiral? Could he make his way back up in the college ranks? Or could Brian Kelly, he either come back to Providence or is he going to be on the hot seat? We're going to have to find out. And then I'm going to bench.
Going to be on the hot seat.
Probably. He's probably going to be on the hot seat.
Things are warming up right now.
Then I'm going to bench Texas, Ohio State. It's going to be the Arch Manning debut game. Everybody's talking about it. I know I'm excited to see how he's going to do in the pressure and in the spotlight. And then I'm going to have to cut Alabama, Florida State. I just don't really care about this one.
I'm going to start Texas, Ohio State. It starts at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. It's Lee Corso's last headgear pick, and that's going to be a big one.
We know who he's going to
be. You know, it's two of the top three teams in the country. I expect a good game. It's at that toilet bowl up there up north, or whatever they want, the horseshoe or whatever they want to call it. I think it'll be a really good game. But we'll get to that later. I'm going to bench LSU Clemson. Like you said, Dabo could go either way. They get them at home, so that'll help. I just don't have a whole lot of faith in Brian Kelly. And I could give a less about that at Florida State-Bama game.
I'll give my prediction on that game here later.
Yeah, I will too.
Texas, Ohio State's going to be my start. I'm just anxious to see the next Manning. Talk about two loaded roster. That's probably the two most paid for
best
rosters.
Best thing money could buy right there, buddy.
Oil money and whatever Ohio State has.
I'm going to bench LSU Clemson. I mean, is Kelly going to lose? I know he's not been there for 6 years, but LSU's lost five straight home openers, I mean. So
he's been there, what, three?
Yeah,
I think it's four.
Four.
So this will be four.
Yeah.
So they'd be 0-6 in their openers. We'll see. But it's anxious for that one. And I'm anxious, honestly, to see the Florida State rebuild. They've hit the portal hard. But that's definitely going to be my cut. I'd love to see him beat Alabama.
Is Mike Norvell still in there?
Yeah, he is.
Barrett says, can all six of those teams lose?
I wish.
Yeah. Sonny says, screw Kelly. Austin says Clemson, LSU. Can't wait to see Brian Kelly poop the sheets again week one. Kimberly says Texas, Ohio State. Stewart says hoping for a win no matter what. The score, go Big Orange. Jesse says go Big Orange, Vols by 21.
Ooh, I like it.
I like it. We've got some haters in the TikTok chat. 4,200 likes on there. Let's see.
A couple haters.
I guess Mason's an LSU fan. That's why he's he's so tore up. And the hopefully we get to come back down there again and embarrass you in the that so-called loud stadium of yours again.
I'm not finishing that. I want to.
All right, here you go, Spank. Today is Vince McMahon's birthday. Start, bench, cut. Which wrestler had the worst personal? Which wrestler had the worst personal life? Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Damn it.
Hulk Hogan. Chris Benoit.
Go ahead, Spank.
This one to me, it's kind of not even close. I think we all know what Start is. even though the man, like, he was probably, if things wouldn't have happened, he'd have probably went down as probably one of the best technical professional wrestlers of all time. And not to take away anything the man did in the ring, but outside the ring, he was a real dirtbag.
I have a conspiracy theory about
even
that.
Even though people can say what they want about CTE and steroid use and all that stuff, at the end of the day, he still had a choice. He made that choice. Then I'm going to have to bench Vince McMahon because, you know, he's done some odd things. Now, there are accusations right now because they've not been held up in the court of law.
Allegedly.
And allegedly. You know, allegedly here. That's what we're talking here, pal. And even though he's done so much for wrestling, he is the reason wrestling is what it is. You know, even though he likes to – never mind. I'm not even going to
get we can't say
and
that
then
stuff
C,
on there.
I'm going to have to cut Hulk Hogan. Because let's just face it, and this might be controversial, and I might get canceled for saying this. The three people, what he did, he probably did the least because he just said some words. The other two actually did things to people. That's all I'm going to say. Hulk Hogan just said words. That's all he did.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I agree with you, Spank. Benoit, you know, it was a terrible thing. I got a conspiracy theory I'll share with you later, not on the air, but. And then I'm going to bench McMahon. He is all this is alleged. So
allegedly,
he might could take that top spot. I don't know. You know. Yeah. And then Hogan, man, with Hogan, you know, it's he said some words, you know, that he shouldn't have said. And that's just it, man. When you're famous like that, cameras are always rolling somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Even in hotel rooms too.
Apparently.
I don't know really that other than Goldberg being the GOAT, I don't really know much about wrestling. But I have the exact same order. Again, I don't think you can argue anybody else getting the start except for
you hear that music, you automatically
think. Yeah, it's a meme now, which is terrible.
It's terrible, but Jesus, it's funny.
We should play it at a football game.
That'd be a good walkout song.
Yeah.
David says Hulk's getting the start.
Oh. Whoa. Wow. Okay.
Ryan Jackson says, bro, I guess let's start Benoit, bench Vince, and cut Hogan.
That's the right order.
Yep.
I don't think there's an argument to not do that order.
There's something wrong with you. There is.
Yeah.
Number four, before we see the Vols play, what will Tennessee's record be? 10-2, 9-3, or 8-4?
I'm gonna start 10-2. I like our schedule this year. I don't like the two big road games that we have because we're probably gonna lose one of those. Well, at least one of those. I'm gonna bench 9-3. I hope I'm wrong, but cut 8-4 because I think that's the ceiling for us is 8-4. Or not the ceiling, but the floor. Wow. Sorry.
Calm down, pal. Sorry.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, ceiling's national championship, but you know.
I'm gonna start 9-3, just because I think the losses are gonna come to Georgia, Alabama, Florida. Even though I really don't want them to be the losses.
I guarantee you, we don't lose all three of those.
I just got a feeling we will. It matters on one thing. Matters on something that I think could happen, but I'm not going to predict it because I don't wish this on no one. I think DJ Lagway gets hurt, and that's what gets Billy Napier fired. Then I've changed it on my thing because I'm going back and forth with it, but I'm going to bench 10-2 with losses to Georgia and Alabama, and then I'm going to cut 8-4 with losses to Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and then a sleeper team, Mississippi State.
That's a we'll get that's a hell of a sleeper, too. Spanky.
We've been it's awful at Mississippi on the road. State. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody'd have to get hit in the head with a cowbell before that happened.
A lot of people saying 8-4 and 10-2. I'm going to meet in the middle. I'm going to start 9-3. I'm going to bench 10-2 because I think our defense is going to be great. And I'm going to cut 8-4. Coach Ryan Jackson says 8-4 is realistic. 9-3 if they can pull off a win versus one of the big three. 10-2 is not going to happen.
Why?
Our defense is going to be good. Lee says, Cam said we're going to win every game. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Big Cam, baby.
Jesse says undefeated national champions. Might be the weed talking, but that's how I feel right now. All right, then. Eric says 10-2. Chad says 9-3. Stuart says 10-2. Walter says don't listen to Spanky. He showed up in Clinton thinking his Cofield C was the same.
No, it ain't the same. Clinton C's are orange outlined in white or black. Cofield C's are black outlined in orange or white, depending on the background. And Clinton C is more of a Chicago Bears style C, while RC is more of a Cincinnati Reds C.
I will say this. Clinton has some sharp uniforms. They look good.
You're welcome.
I'll keep it.
Did you do them?
Old. This was like old. Old. Like, I'm sure he'll get new ones eventually, but like, these are old ones from the old thing when we got them at E2.
I like them.
I do. They look
the cool. Helmets look good.
Helmets do look good.
Didn't they have a dragon on their helmets a couple years ago?
No, I think they just had a – they might have a long time ago.
Number five, which is most important to justify more ticket price increases? No neutral site games, better home games, or more perks for the season ticket holders?
I'm going to start no neutral site games. Like you said earlier, man, we season ticket holders don't get the opportunity to get those tickets first, or we have to pay for the ticket. Like, why are we having to pay for a ticket whenever we have already paid thousands upon thousands of dollars for season tickets? I'm gonna bench perks. There's not enough perks for season ticket holders, and I'm gonna cut better games. You know, we make the out of conference schedule years in advance. Whatever, man.
I guess I read the question wrong, but I started better home games because that's a positive in the perks and ticket prices. It's like, okay, we're getting better home games. You want to pay a little more, okay, whatever. Then B's the perks. I don't really know what other perks you get besides you get your ticket and you get your chair. I don't know what else you get. And then neutral site games are a waste of time. You go on a neutral site when you go to a bowl game. Like, why are we doing it in a regular season? I hate it. There's a reason. In NCAA, on Dynasty, I never do neutral site games because they're a complete waste of time and they're stupid.
Man, I'm going to start no neutral site games or at least give the season ticket holders tickets to those games. I'm going to bench better home games. But even on the small games, I want to see us do in-state teams, give that money to all in-state teams instead of out. Like, imagine like a Memphis game or something like that. I think all ETSU, Chattanooga. I think that's what we should do. Just keep the money in-state. But I'm gonna cut perks. I think we do deserve more perks. Maybe tours, meet and greets, apparel, that type of stuff. I think season ticket holders should deserve something like
thousands
that.
Of dollars,
I remember when they used to do the spring game and they did autograph signings right before the spring game.
Yep.
I remember they used to do that.
See, I think you should get one of these fancy coaches pullovers if you're a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a nice shirt would be the bare minimum that that you should get.
I know a company that can make them.
Let's see. TikTok is going wild. 4,600 likes in there. We appreciate that very much. As always, we've got some Ohio Bobcat fans. OH Bobcats.
You know.
I'll never cheer for a Bobcat.
Daywalker says we're going 7-5 at best.
What?
Joey says 7-5 as well.
Wow.
Tell us who we're losing those five games to, please. Look at our schedule. You don't know ball.
Wow. Lee says neutral site games are trash. We agree.
Right, Lee.
Denny says he agrees on in-state. Yep, keep all the money right here. Help the smaller Tennessee schools.
Lee, neutral site games are like showing up for a little league game and ain't got a clock. Man, it's just awful, ain't
it? All right, we're going to be right back. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Orange Shield Insurance. And thank you, Stephen Hensley Real Estate. Make sure you check him out on all social media platforms. He's the man. He's not going to lie to you. If he can't beat what your current rates are, he's just going to flat out tell you. So make sure you check out Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley. We'll be right back. Hit that like button. Hit the share button. Let's have a good rest of the show. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call. All right, we are back. It's getting close to football time, 6 days away. We're here to help pass that time by. No more Wednesday episodes. For now, we'll be pumping them out on Sunday nights. We're going to try to do some Friday night shows as well. That's gonna right be now, hard. We have The Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Two-year sponsor. We're sending as many people as possible to 865 Exteriors. Great people and great work. Let's see. Chris says the V in Vols Deep sounded like a B.
I'll never forget when the name Vols Deep was created. I'll never forget it. Me and him was sitting, Lindsey Nelson stayed, and we're trying to come up with ideas. And I can't remember how we came across it, but I remember when it was conceived.
That's where it happened, inside Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Just thinking, I was like, just be bold as can be. And Tommy Lee Francis was like, that's crazy, but it's going to work. Ricky Wayne Jones says, future topic, go back 40 years, 1985, best 10 wins of the last 40 years. The 85-86 Sugar Bowl win was the start of the modern/big-time era. That is a good topic.
Might have to look at it.
We might have to add that to the agenda. Hit the YouTube chat real quick. Ryan Damon says, are you boys ready? I'm so ready for Saturday. Go Big Orange. I'm in Virginia, but ETSU is pretty local to me. Thank you for listening to us, Ryan. All right, how the duel works for the ones who are new listening to us. Several questions will be asked. Some are random. Some they know beforehand. They'll argue their answers to the best of their ability. Now, the winner is selected by you, the listeners. So vote in the comments for who you believe the duel winner is. Spur was the back-to-back winner, but he vacates the title. So we'll find out who the new champ is.
Coward didn't want no triple threat.
For the ones that don't know, Josh, raise your hand. He's in the black. Spanky is in the all white.
That's right.
All white. He's got the Dooley visor on.
Canceled.
Dooley never wore a visor. He might have one time.
He wore a visor a lot, actually, sir.
Not a whole lot.
Question number one. Tennessee football is 6 days away. Who is the best player to wear number six for the Vols?
Going off recency bias here, I'm going to go Dylan Sampson. He put that team on his back last year, and I ran all over everybody. If it wasn't for him and the defense, we probably go 8-4 last year.
I'm going to go with probably one of the most famous Vols to wear number six. He really didn't do a whole lot at Tennessee, probably because he was not really used well. But I'm going to go with Alvin Kamara because, to me, when I think of number six Tennessee, bam, it was Alvin Kamara. That's who I thought of firsthand. That's who I'm going to go with. But, hey, two honorable mentions. Local Vol, Jermaine Copeland. And then the third one I want to give, and it's the most important one to wear number six. That's Joey Aguilar. The most important Vol to wear number six, and that's right now.
It's a good point.
It's a solid point. But solid point. That's just getting votes right there is all he's doing, working the crowd.
Good points, get votes.
Feel free to play along in the comments. Lee says his favorite is Copeland. Patrick says Sampson. Chris says Sampson.
Hey, two people agree with me. His vote's right.
Question number two. We've seen the 10% ticket price increase this year. There'll be an additional 4% increase next year. We've seen fans get their season tickets take from them that's been in their family for multiple generations. Are these increases pricing the average fans out of Tennessee athletic events?
I think so. I think it's more money. And I'm not trying to sound negative when I say this, but with these high ticket prices and all these big money people getting all these tickets, you're going to start seeing the game day atmosphere, in my opinion, go down and down and down because you're going to have more old whites in the stadium, like taking up good seats, just like in Thompson Bowl. And you got all them rich old whites down there in the front row not making a whole lot of noise.
I'm going to stop you right there because them rich old whites already have tickets, and they don't care how much they have to spend. That wait list is 20,000 strong, son. It does suck. It does suck the ticket price is going up. It does. But as long as we're winning, who gives a shit?
I'm just saying, when you get a stadium full of just nothing but rich people who are just there for the experience because they can afford it and the passionate people have to sit on the outside of the stadium, you'll start seeing a dip.
I'm just telling you right now, those rich people, they already have those season tickets. Because, yeah, I mean, if you got X amount of money, you can bypass that $20,000 or 20,000 people line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's the way I feel about it.
I just really hope Tennessee or even college football that they don't NASCAR themselves, you know. Even like fan bases like Florida State, I mean, they would die. They would do anything to get their fan base back.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's going to take fire in Mike Norvell.
We knew what happened. Why NASCAR died.
When Ryan says Josh died. Is killing it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Jesse says it's for the great good, quotation marks. Walter says he agrees with the spank.
Yeah.
Denny says louder for the ones in the back, Josh. JC says my season tickets have went up $300 since 2022.
Who said that, JC?
Yeah.
Ask him if he's still going to pay it.
Stuart, are you still going to pay it? Stuart says it's tough, but with 15 to 20,000 waiting lists for the tickets, they don't care if you lose yours because they will fill them.
I rest my case.
Question three. After week one, who will college football fans see as the most overrated team in the country?
It's going to be LSU because I do think LSU will somehow sneak a win against Clemson. And next thing you know, they're going to be the next media hype. Everybody's going to love them. Brian Kelly's going to take off like wildfire. Everyone's going to love him until then he has to actually play somebody, and they're going to get killed, and then they're going to fire him.
All right. Well, I was going to go LSU, but I had a second one here. I'm going to go Alabama. I just don't think Kalen DeBoer can coach in the SEC. I think they're going to Florida State. Is it a night game or is it an early game?
I'm not sure on the time.
I just think it's – I think
Florida State's done good on the portal.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know, they had a rough year last year. I think – I'm not saying they're going to be world beaters this year, but I think they could turn this one into a dogfight. And I think everybody in Alabama will be overreacting. And I can't – I'm here for it. I got my popcorn ready.
Josh says Ohio State. Patrick says LSU. Jenny says Bama. JC says Bama. Eric says LSU or Clemson.
See, the people agree with
me. We've got another Bama. We've got Oklahoma.
How can they be overrated? They're terrible.
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 Josh says Spank won this round.
There is no rounds. It's all together. Our skit.
We've got a Texas on TikTok. We've got a Clemson on TikTok. We've got an Ohio State on TikTok. We've got a Bama on TikTok as well. 8,200 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much for interacting on there.
Couple minutes.
Question number four. After the SEC's announcement of 9 SEC regular games next season, which 3 opponents would you like Tennessee fans to have each season?
Me, it's the big 3. It's the games that you look – when you look at Tennessee's schedule every year as a Tennessee fan, you're like, hey, are these games home or are they away? And it is Florida, Georgia, Alabama. You keep them games. That's your big money games. Like you do, okay, let's say we're going to have Alabama, Florida. They're going to be both home this year, and then Georgia will be home next year. Them are your games you got to have on the schedule all the time.
Two out of the 3, I'll agree with you.
What?
2 out of the 3, I'll agree with you. I agree with Bama. You do not do anything with the third Saturday in October. I don't care if we've lost 16 straight. I'm still going to be sitting there watching it. Or if we've won 2 out of 3. I don't care. Don't get rid of it. The second one, obvious, Florida. You know, us growing up in the 90s. Well, us growing up in the 90s here, Luke. You know,
I was born in the 90s. I want to hear it.
You were born, what, 99?
Yeah.
Shut
November
up.
November 99.
Go lay down, take your nap. That was our biggest rival, you know, because we owned Alabama in the 90s. But, you know, whatever. My third, Kentucky.
Tough.
It's a border state. Battle for the beer barrel. In quotations.
I wish.
Bring that beer barrel back. I like beating up on Kentucky every year.
See, that's the mindset I don't have. I don't want to have a game on the schedule that we're going to win because I actually want Tennessee to get better.
Everybody else is going to – everybody else is going to –
if you put cupcakes, then you become this realistic thing that you're not. You're like, hey, we're beating all these bad school guys. Look how great we are. Why not get some real competition, a true test?
Oh, so Georgia every year.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's the measuring stick. That's what you got to get to every year.
They played some teams last year and they lost a couple games.
If you can play Georgia tough, what do you think you can do in the postseason? You've been through the
bye. We played Georgia tough last year, and we got smoked.
In the what? Postseason.
In the postseason. In Ohio, yeah.
In the playoffs. Did you make the playoffs?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we played Georgia tough.
Look, if you play weaker
competition, we also lost to Arkansas.
You go down to that level.
You're not making any sense. We
How
played
am
Georgia,
I not making sense?
Because we played Georgia tough, and we lost – freaking Arkansas.
Okay, why would you want to play cupcake teams every single week and try to get
– Luke, would you have called Arkansas a cupcake last year?
Yeah, it should have been.
Yeah. All right.
It should have been.
I rest my case.
But we suck on the road.
Yeah.
That's fine. If people want to play all these cupcakes and easy games like Vanderbilt's, Kentucky's, and have a great record and then get
but
to –
But as a whole, though, I wouldn't say Arkansas as a program's a cupcake.
No, I wouldn't say that. Just last year. They had a rough year last year.
You get better by playing the best.
Run out of bounds.
Plain and simple.
I'm running out.
You don't get better by playing teams that you beat by 50 or more points.
Denny says Bama, Florida, Vandy.
I'd be okay with Vandy.
Logan
too.
Says Josh knows what he's talking about as a VFL in Kentucky. I love talking to these morons in the bluegrass. Samuel says Kentucky isn't a cupcake. Ricky says Bama Vandy ain't going anywhere after the last 30 years.
Cooper.
Hope we never play Florida or Georgia again. Give me Kentucky. So I'm trying to get – there's a lot of comments coming in. We got a Buck Fama. We can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Vandy or Georgia can replace each other. We got a Vandy from, we got Alabama, Florida, Kentucky from Stewart. Samuel says we should always play Vandy. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, says Chris. So there's a lot coming in. So Kimberly says y'all are giving the duel a whole new meaning. Good one. Yeah, it's nice to see a little fire coming in.
Get us going, man.
All right.
I like arguing with this dude.
I know. I like arguing
with
too.
Let us know in the duel who
me
you're voting
Spurs
for.
Me and Spurs just agree on
in the comment. Question five. Y'all don't know these last ones.
I'm going in like Ray Charles.
How upset are you with the Cracker Barrel change? And what upsets you the most?
It's a bunch of bull crap. That's what it is. Like, the logo don't bother me because I don't go in for the logo. I go in for the experience. And they're trying to revamp it with all... No, I want it to feel like my mamaw's house. It ain't feeling like my mamaw's house. It's feeling like my high-class aunt and uncle that live up in upstate New York, which I really don't even have. But that's what it feels like when you go into these new Cracker Barrels. Thank God the ones around us have not bought into this diplomatic bullshit. I'm tired of it. I want to eat my pancakes in a old rugged down shack. I don't want to eat it in some high class restaurant. I want it to feel like, hey, this roof could cave in at any second, and I'm looking at a picture of Aunt Charlene from 1954.
You talking about the roof could cave in at any second? You know what you just described? Every Waffle House ever. So if you don't like the whole Cracker Barrel theme change, whatever, go to Waffle House. They got good food. It's cheaper. I do like.
Yeah, they better never touch Waffle House.
Yeah, they touch Waffle House, I riot.
But here's the thing about Waffle House and Cracker Barrel. Waffle House is only craveable past 11 p.m.
Says who? I go there.
You only 10 go to Waffle House because it's the only thing open.
No. I like the Waffle House. You like the Waffle House?
I love the Waffle House.
But look, where's
No, I will say this. I don't eat it unless it's like...
Past 11.
Or super early, yeah.
Or super early.
I mean, after a game.
I like their all-star breakfast. You know?
I'm not even saying I wouldn't eat it. I'm just saying.
I say, and after church, all you old people, let's stop going to Cracker Barrel. Let's start going back to Captain D's. Let's make that a thing again.
I'll tell you what I want to bring back. That's Ryan's. I miss Ryan's.
Yeah, they had good rolls.
Yeah. They did have the good rolls. Megan likes the rolls, too. Stewart says Uncle Herschel has been cast to the side like Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben.
Aunt Jemima.
It's crap, man. I hate it. But
Uncle Ben and Lana Lakes Indian Girl.
It's not the ugliest logo I've ever seen either. No. All they done was take the dude off the rocker.
It's so bland. It's like a corporate model. Like, why does everything got to be so corporate?
It reminds me of the Dollar General logo.
What it is, it's them wanting, because it's hard as heck probably to embroider or stitch that Cracker Barrel logo on polos and hats, and they wanted something simple that they could put on everything for merchandising reasons, and that's a big load of crap.
It could just be the woke CEO, but whatever.
Walter says Cracker Barrel is screwing up Bud Light.
Hey, JC, Shoney's is the way to go. Shoney's has the best bacon. Look, I get about four bowls of bacon at Shoney's. You should see me at Shoney's.
Just four?
Yes. My favorite thing about the middle school basketball coaches meeting every year, it's at Shoney's every year. I'm an assistant coach.
Shoney's is the wish.
To go. I just go.
Shoney's is like the Wish or Temu version of what Ryan's used to be.
Shoney's is very good. Shoney's and Harriman, shout out to you.
Shoney's and Harriman is good. The one in Oak Ridge is terrible.
I ain't been in there in a
terrible
minute.
Terrible.
Barrett says the new Cracker Barrel no longer has the cracker or the barrel.
Yeah.
Coach Ryan Jackson says Florida is the number one game that we should be playing.
Oh, man.
Let's see. We got Frank in the comments. Frank's Fix-It Shop, where your segment is next.
What's up, Frank?
Lee says he went to Shoney's today. By God.
By God.
That's right, buddy.
Josh says Shoney's is trash.
Oh, Skittles.
JC says Jay's Restaurant is my own restaurant. Just plugging it. You should sponsor the show.
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of people that are upset about some Shoney's stuff, too, it seems like. All right. Hell, we got seven dual questions tonight. Woo. Number six, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, John Cena, and Cody Rhodes. You have to delete one.
Hulk Hogan.
Wait. Let me write these down here.
You got Hulk Hogan, John Cena, Stone Cold, and Cody Rhodes. I'm deleting Hulk Hogan.
I hate to say it because...
It's just simple. Look, as kids, Hulk Hogan was, you know, this big cartoon character and this and that and the other. Yeah, wrestling is completely different from what it was back then. If not for Stone Cold Steve Austin or John Cena, or today's version would be Cody Rhodes, we are not where we're at this point in time. The Attitude Era goes the Attitude Era never exists without Stone Cold. And then WCW wins the Monday Night War, and Bill Goldberg retires 2 years later because he was terrible.
This is coming from a non-wrestling fan. So, it's like, you got to keep Hulk Hogan.
Me?
Because without Hulk Hogan, wrestling is territorial. Hulk Hogan took, and Vince McMahon took wrestling mainstream. Yes, did it die off when Hulk left? Yes, that shows the magnitude of Hulk Hogan. Did Steve Austin and The Rock bring wrestling back mainstream?
No. It
yes,
died off
did.
Because Hulk Hogan refused to lose and refused to work.
Yeah, but he is the one who.
How dare you not? How dare you not call me a non-wrestling fan? I watched wrestling from the time I was in diapers, son.
Hulk Hogan is the reason wrestling became mainstream. It's the reason wrestling became what it is now. If it wasn't for Hulk Hogan and Vince, we'd still be watching it at the dang armory.
See, you started.
If I had to get rid of one, and it's no offense to him, because I love him to death right now, but it's Cody Rhodes, and I love Cody to death. But you got to think, right now they're producing so many great stars, they could easily replace Cody. You can't replace a Hulk Hogan, a Stone Cold Steve Austin, or my personal favorite, John Cena. You cannot replace these guys.
Patrick says what? What? Undertaker, best intro ever. Ricky Wayne says you delete Cody.
Thank you, Ricky. And I love Cody.
We've got a few Hulks in the comments as well. Almost 9,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much on there.
I must say, though, it would be hard to delete any one of those guys.
It is. It's hard. Now, he said Bret Hart. We're going to delete Bret Hart because he's a crybaby.
Facts.
All right, last one. Question 7. What is the biggest trap game for the Vols this season?
I done said it. It's Mississippi State. It's at night. It's on the road. They got all them cowbells. Everybody is like, "Hey, we don't need to worry about Mississippi State. They suck." Well, guess what we're saying? Hey, Luke, hit that rewind button right now. Need to watch out for Arkansas. They are a trap game.
Not this year.
Okay, we're back for it. A year ago, we said we had to watch. I said we had to watch out for Arkansas. It was a trap game. Everybody thought I was crazy. Well, guess what? Mississippi State is a trap game. Watch out. It's in between Alabama and Oklahoma. Just saying.
You done talking?
Yep.
Okay. We get to go to Lexington this year. We went there last time. Me and you did, Luke. That was a dogfight. They was terrible that year.
It's another Kroger first down.
Everybody holding their Kroger Plus cards up. In my mind, it's Kentucky because they always play us tough every year. Even at Neyland last year, they played us tough. I'm going Kentucky till it ain't.
We got Arkansas as a trap game from Barrett.
Arkansas is at home this year. I'm not worried about it.
It's the road games you got to worry about because we can't play good on the road for some reason.
We have struggled. Patrick says he agrees it's Mississippi State. Stewart says Mississippi State for sure. JC says Oklahoma. Coach Ryan Jackson says Spank's going to get that belt tonight. Is that a vote, Ryan?
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, brother?
He said both of our names so far.
I know. I need to know. I need to know. Denny says Vandy's a trap game. I would maybe agree, but all the Pavia talk, I don't think anybody's.
They are going to turn Pavia into a little tiny burrito.
Logan says it's going to be Arkansas again. They've had our number the last few times we've played them. I'll bet my wheelchair the Vols don't lose to Mississippi State or Kentucky.
How much? Hey, let's go ahead and just take a bet right now. And Luke, you might want to add this to a question one day. So if you think so, tell me don't. We'll discuss it one day. What games blackout? Oklahoma or Arkansas?
It's going to be Arkansas.
Blackout for Arkansas? It depends on the time, too.
Yeah, they're both in October. Arkansas is the last game before Halloween, I think. and home game before Halloween, and then Oklahoma.
We'll check her for Georgia.
We'll check her in Georgia.
Oklahoma is November 1st, so it's literally right after.
Oklahoma, I say we wear our grays and just light them up, son.
Now, grays is the mill. Is that?
Lee says we haven't beat Arkansas since like 06 or 07.
I think blackouts Arkansas because it's just like South Carolina a few years ago. They upset us. It's a revenge game. You play Spooky Rock Tops in November or October. Just roll with it.
All right, let us know in the comments. Spanky or Josh, who won the duel? We're coming to you live on Facebook and YouTube. We appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares. Please keep it all going for us. We truly appreciate it. We'll be right back with one word. Don't go anywhere. Hey, y'all. It's the Ball Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingAndStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
BFGU TV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGU TV a call for your side-by-side needs.
All right, we are back, baby. Season 3, Episode 3 continues inside the Vol Cave. We're fired up to be here, even more fired up that we're just 6 days away until Tennessee kicks off in Atlanta. We are glad that you're listening. Trying to tally these votes real fast. Ryan Jackson says both made some good points, but Spanky wins. I got a vote. I appreciate that.
Skit's voting for me. Thanks, Skit.
It's pretty tight. I'm trying to roll up here. And TikTok ended. We had to restart TikTok. So let's see. All right. I think I'm called up now. But it sucks because I can't see the last TikTok votes now. So, all right. We're going to play one of my personal favorites, one word. Feel free to play along in the comments with us. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix It Shop. Stopped in, spent some money there on Tuesday. Filters, oil, mower maintenance. Now I need some front tires for the Hustler because they're dry rotted and going flat. So I'll be back again, Frank. We appreciate y'all for sponsoring this season. How one word works, for those that are new, it's very simple. I give a person, a city, a thing, phrase, usually a topic. Right now we're going to focus on New York a little bit. We have to describe that thing using only one word. Here we go. Syracuse football.
Dome.
Orange.
Orange. I'm going to go spanking.
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 Yeah.
Spankopotamus.
I think we're going to spank them. Y'all are neck and neck.
Spanktimonious.
New York.
Pizza. Yankees.
Pizza.
Apple. Dwight Freeney.
Spin. Because that spin move was ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Come up with your own word.
I had it on here before I walked in the door.
I've been on here since 2 o'clock today. Fight me.
I'm going to go childhood. I loved watching him play when I was a kid.
He was good.
Donovan McNabb.
Eagle.
Eagle. My bad. Sorry.
You got Eagle too?
Quarterback. I'll put quarterback. There you go.
Nobody said chunky or nobody said soup.
Well, when I think of the Campbell's Chunky Soup commercials, I think of Jerome Bettis and his mom.
His mom.
Yeah.
I'm going to go soup.
Chunky.
Larry Zonka.
Fullback.
Miami.
Wait, hold on. Never mind. Sorry. I had Miami as well.
Did you?
So we'll go Dolphin.
I'm going to go 39. That's a badass number.
I looked at the wrong one.
Jim Brown.
Fullback.
Browns.
Bring back the fullback position.
I'm going to go leader. Tom Cruise.
Ricky Bobby.
What?
Help me, God. Help me, Allah. Help me, Tom Cruise.
That's still two words. Short. Dude's like 5'5".
Is he?
He's short.
I'm just going to go weirdo. All the Scientology stuff is...
That'll be a good one, too.
A little bit out there. Yeah. For me, anyway. Post Malone.
I'm going to go ugly, because that dude ugly is sin.
First thing that popped up my mind when I was reading this and I saw Post Malone, it's Jelly Roll. Because I just got done watching a video of him and Jelly Roll singing Who's Your Daddy.
That's two words.
Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? And who's your friend? And who's the one you got?
Bryce on TikTok says, Bama's taking everybody to the woodshed this year.
And what are they doing with them in that woodshed? Do we need to call
them? We're all doing
police?
Alabama things. In that woodshed.
Oh, man.
Keep your cousin out of that woodshed.
Post Malone. I like Post Malone. I'm going to say Dare, like the Dare logo they used to put on the T-shirts. Like the drugs, don't do them.
Yeah, don't do drugs.
I'm just going to go tattoos for Posty.
We love some Posty around here.
Robert De Niro.
Focker.
I almost put the same thing, but I went Irishman. Did you ever watch that movie?
I had Focker.
Yeah.
The Irishman. Have you watched that?
I've not watched it.
Oh,
I need
my God,
to.
You have
I've
to
seen
watch
it a few times. It's like 3 hours long, ain't it?
It is,
that's
but it's worth every
it
single minute.
But the Goodfellas.
Irishman's better.
All right, since you already took Fockers, I'm going to say Milk. Can you milk a cat, Greg?
I've got nipples. Can you milk me?
A Super Bowl champion.
Broncos.
I'm going to go Bills.
I had the Bills. I'm going to go let's go Lions.
Broncos currently
I think the Lions
undefeated right now in preseason play.
I like the Lions a lot.
What'd you say?
The Broncos are currently undefeated in preseason play.
What's the key word in that?
Preseason. Our JV right, is it lighting it up.
Big Ten champion.
Oregon.
Ohio State.
I had Ohio as my one. Man.
We don't say Ohio around here. We say Ohio.
Let's go Michigan just to piss off the Ohio State fans in the TikTok comments.
Somebody said Cowboys.
Yeah. Atlanta, Georgia.
Traffic.
Medea.
I had traffic. Let's go Mercedes for Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then we're going to go episode 3, dual winner.
Josh.
Yeah, Josh won by one vote.
Oh.
Unless, like I said, TikTok shut down right in the commercial. So
due to a technicality. Come on, ref, he pulled my hair.
Oh, we got a couple Michigan votes for the.
A win is a win is a win.
Pull my hair, ref. Come on, watch him.
Shave your head next time, I'll tell you. That should be a punishment. Shave your head.
Daydreamer said Jelly Roll is a country Post Malone.
Well, I mean, they're both in country now.
Country music now. I mean, if you call it country music.
Ryan Jackson says, I wish the Lions could win one. I'm a Steeler fan, but if the Steelers don't win, I root for the Lions.
See, I got another vote from Stewart over here, too. I won by two.
Oh, mama, I've been being for my life from the long. I'm the long.
All right, that was one word sponsored by the Goats at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Love having Frank on board. Love giving a small business my business, and you should too. We'll be right back with our next segment. We have a big giveaway coming up as well, so make sure you stick around for that. Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it, or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair slash replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride, transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
Boys. All right, we are back with our next segment. We have a big giveaway coming up. We are on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. We want to thank MBM Heating and Air for sponsoring our Keys of the Game segment. Brand new sponsor. It's our first Keys to the Game of the year. Another small business. They're local to us. Great people and great service.
And my cousins.
Chase says, when did Spur get so ugly? Stewart says, tell Spanky they pay those artists to sing those songs for a reason.
Yeah, somebody's got to do them better, so they let them guys do it so they can make money. I'm all for equal sharing here.
We're back up to about 700 likes. Oh, we're climbing now on TikTok. We was up to about 10,000 on there before it shut us down, so we're trying to get back in the algorithm a little bit. We hit Keys of the Game. Let's start with the offense.
Man, just get Aguilar comfortable. Let our stable of backs gallop, man. If they want to key on our run game, let those young wide receivers loose.
Don't do too many things to get Aguilar, like, uncomfortable. It's his first game as the starting quarterback for Tennessee. Don't put him in any bad situations for him to spiral out of control. Offensive line, I'm actually interested in them. They got to stay stable up front. You know, that's going to be probably our biggest question mark all year on offense is what the offensive line can do. But, yeah, we just got to just keep it consistent. Hey, don't do nothing stupid. Make a big play every now and then. Get back to just rolling. Stay on the field.
We have to find ourselves a new quarterback, new wide receivers, young wide receivers, new center, bunch of new linemen. We just have to find ourselves. We have to find rhythm, build chemistry as the game goes on, build confidence. This offense is fun. We need to have some fun. Put up some points. We have a great defense behind this offense. So just go ball out. No one's expecting much of you this year. Just go prove everybody wrong. Lee says use the tight ends. I like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Kitzman might go off this year.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, like I said, we've got just a great defense behind the offense. So, in my opinion, I mean, there's really no pressure. I mean, nobody's expecting hardly anything of you. And I honestly love Josh Heupel kind of with his back against the wall.
Did you see that beard he had going on?
He did. Yeah. He always shaves it for the game, though.
I know.
Defensive keys to the game.
Well, it's Pinky.
Get off the field. It's just that simple. It's not a home game. So even though, let's face it, half the crowd, it'll probably feel like a home game, even though it's not. Just stay consistent. DBs, don't let nothing behind you. Linebackers, take your angles, hit your gaps. D-line, create separation. Fill your gap. Either you make the plays or let your linebackers make the plays. One of the two.
Man, I just go show the country what we all know what's coming this year, that we are – one of the best, if not the best, defenses in the country. That's as simple as that.
Yeah, this defense, they can be just as good or even better than last year. We're going to need to be elite on defense again for success, I think. But the defensive line is going to be nasty. I think it can even be, again, better than last year. I personally love our linebacker core. The secondary finally has a little bit of depth. This fan base is going to lose their mind when they don't see Boo Carter on the field much, because I'm telling you, he's not going to start. No. I think he'll be returning kicks, and that's a lot of Boo Carter that we're going to see. That's according to Austin Price. So it's very simple.
You did it to yourself, buddy.
It is very simple for me. The defense, just take over. Just take the pressure off of that, you know, the new players in the offense, and I think it's that simple. What do you need to see from the Vols to be comfortable or more comfortable for the season?
Offensive line play. I need it to be good protection. I think if we average 3 to 4 yards a carry, we're doing just fine. Mm-hmm. I'll feel comfortable with that.
To me, a group that not everybody's talking about that we probably should talk about more, that's receiving group.
I'm not worried about them.
You know, losing I don't know his situation yet, but losing Chris right there, like it kind of shakes up the room a little bit. So I'm curious how we need to go about the receiving core, because look, good receivers can make or break a quarterback. Make him look like an all-American, or it can make him look like a bust.
Yeah, I just want to see better offensive production overall, especially in the first half. Too many games last year that scoreless going into the half.
Come out the second half and just blow it out of the water, man.
I just want to see more creativity from Heupel. Now, don't get me wrong, Nico missed on a lot of balls last year, and we dropped some balls too.
Heupel put that boy in a position to make him a name for himself.
We know we're going to pound the rock. We know we're going to be successful. Heupel's always successful, but ever since Alex Golish left, we've kind of been just stagnant on offense. I just want to see some of that creativity back from 2022.
Is it bad that Golish has a horrible year and they fire him and he comes back?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either. But.
Logan says explosive plays in the pass game. Chase says, I want to see our 2022 playbook, but Joey has to be able to run it. Patrick says, limit the overthrows. Patrick says, also says, hurry up offense. We create the chaos when we're rushing the defense. Mm-hmm. I would like to see the hurry up again too, because, man, we was booking it with Hooker.
I would too, but the thing with hurry up is you gotta have steady play all around, because if you're not steady all around, it's hard to go hurry up.
Well, we didn't have a quarterback that could complete a forward pass last year above 10 yards.
Barrett says, I'll be more comfortable if they can keep Boo Carter's mom off social media.
Yeah.
All right.
He said it, not us.
That's true.
I'm not going to get them Chattanooga people after me again. Golly. My DMs was full. Barrett says, if we don't make the playoffs this year, I pray we get UCLA in a bowl game. Just saying.
Oh, that would be.
I would like that in a way, but that would probably be a pretty shitty bowl game, because I think UCLA is going to be awful. All right, thank you again, MBM Heating and Air, for teaming up with us this year. We'll be right back with a giveaway from Hound Dogs Knoxville. So please stick around. We're going to do some college football pick'ems.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling.
Keep freedom rolling. On down the line. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
We are back. Welcome back to the final segment of the Vols Deep Podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment, the first time we've got to do it this year.
Who lost last year?
Who's in last?
I don't remember.
I do. Spank'ems.
I'm glad you
was you in last?
I guess. Yeah, I'm glad you can accumulate all that information.
I can.
Play along with us in the comments.
Hey.
I love this. All right, we will post this on our Facebook page after the show. You play along. Comment your predictions, and then the winner will get a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs Knoxville. It was very, very popular last year, and I'm excited to do it.
Make sure they do it on the original post.
Yeah, make sure it's the original post. Don't comment on the shared ones.
What are you doing? Sorry, my bad.
All right, game one, number 25, Boise State at the University of South Florida.
I really, really, really want to take South Florida here, but I'm going to take Boise.
Give me the Broncos.
This ain't Denver, you know.
I'm going to do what you didn't do, Josh. I'm taking Alex Golish and the South Florida Bulls.
I think it's a
Let's
really
go Bulls! To upset
yeah.
the Broncos.
Bill Murray. I think it'll be a tight game. That's Thursday, isn't it?
Call it now, too. I think South Florida to upset Florida.
Ooh.
Game two, Auburn at Baylor.
Baylor, and it won't be close.
Won't be close?
Nope.
War Eagle.
This is going to be Hugh Freeze's last season. I'm going Baylor. So we've got an Auburn from Spank and a Baylor big from Josh. Game three, Georgia Tech at Colorado.
Give me my fellow Yellow Jacket friends. Give me Buzz and Georgia Tech.
And the Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech.
Going Georgia Tech too? Yeah. That makes three. I've got Georgia Tech taking Colorado down as well. Number one, Texas. At number three, Ohio State.
I'm back and forth on this game, man.
Texas!
You going Texas?
Yeah. Give me that number 16, Bubby.
Ohio State's going to have a really good defense. Give me Ohio State.
Texas for Spank, Ohio for Josh. I'm also, God, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
But I'm going to go Ohio as well. Don't want to do it. Hate them both. Hate TU and hate the Ohio Bobcats. Game five, number six, Notre Dame. At number 10, Miami.
Give me the Convicts.
I forgot about that.
Catholics it's all about the U.
Oh, good
They're
God.
An Adidas school, too.
And their uniforms look really good.
They do.
They're sharp.
This is another. This weekend will be fun, man.
Some great games. I'm fired up for this weekend.
Thank God I ain't got Little League this weekend, boys. We took that off for a reason.
Shit, we're starting on.
I think Miami struggles without Cam Ward a little bit, and I think Notre Dame takes advantage of that. Give me Notre Dame.
I've got Notre Dame as well. Carson Beck is overrated. Mm-hmm. Game 6, Virginia Tech at number 13, South Carolina.
I'm going to give my prediction here, and I'm going to give another prediction as well on it. Go Cox. Yeah, I just said that.
You like that,
don't you? I'm writing down Cox.
But here's my prediction. That South Carolina's going to win this game. They're going to go on to have an okay season. Virginia Tech's going to go on to have a bad season. They're going to fire their coach, and Beamer's going home.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Beamer's going home. Call it right here, right now. He's going home.
I like that.
He wants to leave his own legacy.
Yeah.
it'll always be him pumped up after being down 38-3.
He's probably still pissed at him for signing that Nike deal that was worth nothing.
I'm going Carolina. They signed a Nike deal?
Yeah. What was it, like $4 million?
It was not much. It was not much at all. I'm going to go South Carolina as well. Game 7, Utah at UCLA.
Give me the Utes.
Spank.
Give me the Utes.
We got Utah as well.
They've always got a good defense.
I hope Nico has a lot of fun back there.
Yeah.
Game 8, number 9, LSU at number 4, Clemson.
We already know who you're taking.
I've already gave my predictions on LSU. But I'm going to have to say it again here to remind everybody.
Go Tigers.
Which one?
You want me to go first?
G-E-U-X Tigers.
Give me the Fighting Dabos. Clemson.
Which Death Valley is it in?
Clemson. It's loud there. It's a tough one, man.
It's very tough. Again, LSU is winless the last 5 years in their openers. It's weird, too, because we've got a complete bought roster from LSU. Then you've got Dabo, who's old school, refuses to use the portal and stuff like that.
In the sky,
yeah.
Hard work beats money every time.
But I think that Brian Kelly loses another opener. I'm gonna take Clemson. But my prediction was Brian Kelly loses this one, then he runs the table.
Not happening.
After this. I'm sticking to it.
You're crazy.
Sticking. Hey, that's a good roster he's got down there.
Hey, he's going to fumble a few of them.
I think he fumbles the first one. Game 9, number 8, Alabama at Florida State.
I said I didn't care about this game, and I really don't. But give me the upset. Give me Florida State, and they're going to storm the field.
Man, I would be fired up.
They're going to storm the field. Mike Norvell gets it back on track. Then he gets fired at the end of the year because this was his high.
Back to Memphis you go, Mike. In a close one.
I can't wait to see Brian Kelly hitting the table. I would do it, but shit would fall everywhere. So,
in a close one, give me Bama. It's closer than the 14-point spread it is right now.
I think it's going to be pretty close, too. I'm going to take Alabama. But, man, Florida State's hit the portal hard. Shit, they probably got 4 Tennessee players on that roster.
We don't need them.
Game 10. I would like to have the squirrel. Game 10, Syracuse versus number 24 plus the total points.
Give me Tennessee with the final score being 17-10. It's going to be a defensive battle.
27 points?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go back to reality here. Give me the Vols, 38-13, with a total of 51 points.
I'm pretty close to Spank. I've got the Vols 35 points total. You got to think, they're not going to score on that Tennessee defense. Lance will be low scoring.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be that low scoring. I didn't put us in the 40s, but I got us close. I think we score a bit.
Time will tell. I mean, I do too. Maybe we score 35 and Syracuse don't score. I don't know. All right, some great games, though, fired up for this weekend. Again, we will post these on the Vols Deep Facebook page. You comment your picks plus the total points on the last game. And then the person that gets closest will win a $25 gift card, some Vols Deep merchandise, maybe a pack of cards or something. But the winner that, the person that's closest will be the winner. Thank you all so much for listening and watching us. We're fired up to be back, and we will fire you up, or we will see you next week. We will fire you up.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What are you pointing at?
I don't know. I was pointing because
I was like, what did I do? What did I do?
The champ.
Yeah. All right.
Is over here.
You can rewatch us on YouTube, Facebook, as always, and our podcast will stream on all podcast platforms shortly. We will get them uploaded. Go Vols, baby.
Go Vols. Vols.